It's time for news, and here's Heather.
Well, I know that we did mention this yesterday, but in case you missed it, longtime talk show host Phil Donahue passed away on Sunday at the age of 88, dubbed the King of Daytime Talk. Donahue was a talk show host pioneer, and he rose to fame in the 60s after he was actually the first person to interact with the studio audience. And the Phil Donahue Show was launched in 1967, gained credibility and acclaim for talking about some controversial topics and some hot-button social issues. The show was syndicated in 1970, then it ran on national television for the next 26 years, racked up 20 Emmy Awards, and of course, it paved the way for other daytime talk show hosts as well. Sally Jesse Raphael, Ricky Lake, Montel Williams, Oprah, the list goes on and on and on. In a statement from his family, they said that he passed away peacefully in his home, surrounded by his family, following a long illness.
Yeah.
It's got to be the best way to go if... If you're going to go.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
In your sleep, surrounded by family.
Yep. Emden, the official retailer of the University of Michigan, is closing two more stores after filing for bankruptcy on Friday. So the stores in Detroit and Briarwood Mall in Ann Arbor will permanently close, according to a post on Twitter, due to the company's ongoing reorganization efforts and in anticipation of the sale of their company. Yeah. The post on Twitter also said that this decision was not made lightly, and they're deeply appreciative of the support and the loyalty that they've seen over the years at these particular locations. They did say that staff that work at these two locations were offered positions at the other remaining Emden stores if they wanted that, or they could have transitional pay, depending on what worked for them. So they say the Emden store at 12 Oaks Mall closed last week.
Yes.
And there are still three locations in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. I'm glad I went and got Cindy something from there for her national championship t-shirt for her birthday. And of course, I got the wrong size. So I went back and exchanged it like 2 days before they closed.
Wow. Was it too small or too big?
It was
Were
too
you in trouble?
No, it was too small.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
That's a yes. Tricky business.
Oh, I know. believe me, I know.
Detroit police.
And I always go on the more acceptable side.
Yes. Err on the... Yeah.
I wish I could wear that size is the response I always get.
Yes. When you guess the age, it's always, what, 15 years younger than you would actually guess?
Exactly.
And the size is always smaller. We can always return it.
Yeah. I hate returning. I absolutely hate returning things, though. But it's good that you returned it, Stoney. You didn't make her do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's your gift. Go return it. Get the size you want. You did it.
Agree.
That's good.
The damage of getting too big is probably more, but the too small can make women feel bad.
Like, it's always nice to put
I can't fit in this anymore. There's a no-win.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's a very tricky, tricky business.
Yes.
Detroit police need your help to locate an arson suspect that caused really extensive damage to several vehicles. So last Thursday, the incident was actually caught on camera. It took place in the parking lot of the post office on Harper. And you can see this suspect smash the passenger window of one of these vehicles with a heavy object, and then they poured an accelerant into the car, set it on fire, and then you could see the explosion. However, this guy did not get away from the car, so he just was like propelled to the side. He crashed in the car that was next to the car that he lit on fire. So I'm guessing he was
hurt.
Yep. I mean, it didn't look fun, but he did get away. So now, of course, if you know him, call the police. And all six vehicles were damaged. Four were lit on fire. The suspect is described as a heavyset man, last seen wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt, a white shirt underneath, and blue jeans.
Well, apparently he had enough padding.
Maybe so.
To absorb.
Maybe so. It didn't look very fun. Three people were arrested this weekend after stealing over 50 pieces of clothing worth nearly $3,000 from an Oakland County Dick's Sporting Goods store. Mm. They just basically walked in.
That's a big store, isn't it?
It's
Dick's?
Yeah. It's huge. On Saturday, police say three men walked into the store. They grabbed a bunch of clothes and just ran out. They got in their vehicle. It was a black Nissan with some heavy front end damage. Got away, and thankfully, boys still laughing. They were pulled over. Everything that was stolen was found in the car. All three suspects were charged with retail fraud.
Thank you very much,
children,
Heather.
You're welcome.
That's my go-to dad joke every time we got to go pick something up. We go into the big one.
You're such a child.
I know.